Both pro- and anti-gay marriage forces are claiming victory after a split primary result in two key Senate races. Meanwhile, as WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, Governor Andrew Cuomo says two pro-same-sex marriage Republican senators who survived primary challenges were targeted by extremists within the GOP.
Nearly 2 weeks after the September 13th voting, Senator Stephen Saland of the Hudson Valley has been declared the winner in his GOP primary, where his opponent made an issue of the senator's swing vote on same-sex marriage. Senator Mark Grisanti of the Buffalo area already easily won a primary challenge, but Senator Roy McDonald, who represents Saratoga Springs and parts of the Capital Region, has apparently lost his primary race. Erica Pelletreau with Empire State Pride Agenda, a gay rights group, says opponents of gay marriage who vowed to defeat every Republican lawmaker who voted for same-sex marriage failed.
The bang that they came in with predicting after we won marriage that every legislator was going to lose their seat wound up being nothing more than a whimper.
Pelletreau's group helped the GOP senators with financing and get out the vote efforts. But the Reverend Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms, a group that supports traditional marriage, says his side has scored at least one clear victory by helping to defeat Senator McDonald. And he says Senator Saland, despite outspending his primary opponent, won by only 107 votes.
I think it was a very successful primary election for us.
McGuire says his group will be active in the November elections, opposing GOP senators and assembly members who voted for gay marriage. Governor Cuomo, who convinced the three senators, along with one other, to support his same-sex marriage bill, says he's elated by Senator Saland's win and concerned over McDonald's apparent loss. He says Senator Saland and Grisanti, who won, were unsuccessfully targeted by far-right elements in the GOP.
They were threatened by the extremists in their own party. It shows that they could act out of conscience, and they could vote with integrity, and they could win the next election.
McGuire, with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms, says Cuomo doesn't get it.
The governor doesn't understand. He uses the word extremist, but this is the basis. This is the base of the Republican Party. It's mainstream, and every poll indicates that. Whenever the people have a chance to defend marriage between a man and a woman, they do that. Every single state. The only time it's passed is then through judicial activism or when a legislature goes rogue. And we have a job to hold legislators accountable.
Steve Greenberg with Siena College's Research Institute says among the most conservative Republicans, the vote on same-sex marriage was a big issue. He says low turnout in the races meant that the most highly motivated voters were the ones who actually showed up at the polls.
The turnout was extraordinarily low. More than 85% of Republicans in both Senator Saland's district and in Senator McDonald's district didn't come to the polls to vote in that primary. So what it tells us is that the most activist Republicans in both of those districts are upset about the same-sex marriage vote.
But he says that view does not necessarily reflect the position of most of the senator's constituents.
Siena polling has clearly showed that the majority of New Yorkers support same-sex marriage.
McDonald could remain on the ballot in November on the independence line. He has not yet said what he intends to do. Governor Cuomo has not ruled out endorsing McDonald if the senator stays in the race. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.